and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. In the Oval Office yesterday, voices were raised as things got quite contentious between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky.
You're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't think it's going to be pretty.
What led to the chaos? Here's CBS's Major Garrett.
The reason Zelensky is hesitant about an immediate ceasefire is he doesn't want that ceasefire to essentially say the facts on the ground will never change and Russia and all the territory it's occupied and occupying remains Russian. He'd like to have some conversation about that. That's why he's reluctant. The Trump administration considers that to be ungrateful and obstructionist. And that's the big divide.
So what happens now? Our Margaret Brennan tells us that is still unclear.
There's about $4 billion worth of military equipment that's set to be shipped to Ukraine. Does President Trump stop that from happening? It could impact the battlefield.
Trump says Zelensky needs to say he wants peace, but he doesn't think he's ready for that yet. To Rome now, and CBS's Seth Doan with some positive news about the Pope's health.
Today's update from the Vatican is welcome for its lack of alarm. His respiratory crisis Friday afternoon was isolated, the Vatican says. Pope Francis had a sudden bronchial spasm. He vomited and inhaled acidic stomach fluid. Doctors immediately had to aspirate or remove the liquid from his lungs. Through all of this, Francis was said to be, quote, oriented and vigilant.
Still a lot of unanswered questions about the death of actor Gene Hackman, his wife Betsy, and a dog, all found dead in their Santa Fe house this week. Sheriff Adan Mendoza.
Initial findings noted no external trauma to either individual. The manner and cause of death has not been determined.
He says while the results of the autopsy and toxicology reports are still pending, tests for carbon monoxide were negative. So you have your fancy dress and Oscar-worthy snacks ready to go for tomorrow night's Academy Awards. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez says the best actor race is a close one.
Welcome to America.
Adrian Brody was on a winning streak for The Brutalist with a Golden Globe, a Critics Circle Award, and a BAFTA heading into the Oscars. Then along came Timothy Chalamet, who scooped up a SAG award for A Complete Unknown a week ago.
I got these special binoculars, and they allow me to see into your soul.
Ralph Fiennes really could stage an upset.
The Holy Father was spying on all of us.
He won a SAG for Conclave, which also took the top prize for Best Cast in a Motion Picture. Colman Domingo's nominated for Sing Sing, Sebastian Stan for The Apprentice.
The Oscars air live on ABC and stream on Hulu. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low 20s. A breezy northwest wind for tonight, mostly clear, lows around 5. Sunshine and 35 for Sunday. Monday, partly sunny, 44. Chance of rain Tuesday, 46. Rain and snow Wednesday.
Right now, 12 degrees.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, chair of the musical theater department, Mark Hansen. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
pie. Who's not ready? How the rhyme? Let's all play hide and seek.
You ought to see my Susie, a pretty girl is she. She lives out on the other side of town. She likes to play with her glass eye and chew her chewing gum on nights when I come calling at her.
Pumpkin pie, who's not ready? Holler I, let's all play hide and seek.
That was the Polish Connection kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show with the medley of the Heaven There Is No Beer. Hey, everybody. I am Tim, the Polka Guy, keeping you company for the next hour. Yeah, glad you could join us this morning. And a lot of good tunes on the way, including one here from the Polka Pals, the Ohio Polka Pals, rather, and one entitled the Mozart's Two Polka. Mozart's Polka from the Ohio Polka Pals. Yeah, good tune, huh? All right. Continuing here with tune from Norm Dombrowski's Party Song album, Will You Still Love Me When? Brakes need to be repaired.
A couple were seated in a little car. They were longtime sweethearts, faced with how things are.
You Love Me When. That's Norm Dombrowski. You got one more here on this party album, and it's the Pizza Pie Polka medley with the Old Gray Mare.
Go! peace for everybody. Peace for you, peace for me, peace for everybody. The old gray mare, she on the apple tree, on the apple tree, on the apple tree. The old gray mare, she on the apple tree.
Yeah, that is Norm Dombrowski on the Happy Notes with the Old Gray Mare medley with the Pizza Pie Polka. Okay, we're going to continue and turn our attention now to the Music Connection, Neil Zonker's band, you know. And they're going to play for us the Wow Polka. connection with the Wow Polka. With that, we're going to take a little station break right now, and we'll be back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party right after these messages. So stick around here. WFHR, AM 1320, FM 97.5.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Once you and your spouse retire, you'll have some decisions to make, decisions that could affect your quality of life in your retirement years. For starters, how much should you withdraw each year from your 401k and other retirement accounts? You'll want to avoid taking too much too soon. Next, when should you take Social Security? If you wait until your full retirement age, probably 67, you'll typically get bigger payments than if you started taking benefits at age 62. Also, one spouse's decision may affect the other in terms of spousal benefits. Finally, if you haven't already done so, you'll need to work with your legal professional to decide which estate planning documents are needed, such as a will, a living trust, and various powers of attorney. You and your spouse will want to discuss all your choices and then decide which steps to take. After you've got your plans in place, you may well find that you can fully enjoy your retirement years.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. We're going to call on Peter and Paul Wenninger's band from Minnesota, and a couple of numbers we're going to play by them. Yeah, we'll be back right after this.
Da grossi un big man.
tanzen, anzuwandeln und schon bouncen wir per du. So wir gehen eigentlich schon, kohl ich mir vielleicht verstand, doch einmal schauf den Nachbar Rubensand aus dem Traum.
Song like Hello, Fraulein, basically, is what that is. Okay, let's see. We're going to continue here, and we're going to call on the Dorf Kapell Orchestra out of Hortonville, and they're going to play for us Living Next Door to Alice. Who the heck is Alice?
All right, everybody, let's get our hands together.
When she got the word, she said, I suppose that you've heard about Alice. So I rushed to the window and I looked outside, but I could hardly believe my eyes when a big limousine pulled slowly into Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice.
Alice, who the hell is
Alice? Now 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I've got to get used to not living next door to Alice.
Alice, who the hell is Alice?
Alright, now that you got it figured out, everybody's got it.
Bark, me and Alice. Now she walks through the door with her head held high, and just for a moment I caught her eye, and that big limousine pulled slowly out of Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice.
Alice, who the hell is Alice?
Now 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I got to get used to my living next door to Alice.
Alice, who the hell is Alice?
All right, it's coming back one more.
And asked how I felt. She said, I know just how to help get over Alice. She said, now Alice is gone, but I
I'm still here.
You know I've been waiting for 24 years in that big limousine. Well, it disappeared. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice.
Alice, who the hell's Alice?
Now 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I've got to get used to my living next door to Alice.
I usually have, you always hear it by played by Jimmy Sturr. I kind of like these guys a little bit better. I don't know why, but probably because they mentioned Johnsonville or something to that effect, right? So let's turn our attention to the Polish Kid right now. And he's going to play for us. As soon as I find it here again, I just lost it. How about You Are My Sunshine? From the Polish Kid.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You will never sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, so I hung my head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. Sunshine away. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You will never know, dear, how much I sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, so I hung my head and I cried. Moje słoneczko, drugi słoneczko, ty mnie przynosisz wesołości. Ty jesteś moja zawsze była.
the Polish Kid, the Chicagoland Twirl, and before that, You Are My Sunshine. Okay, let's go back one more time here to the Penn, Ohio Polka Pals, and it's the Corby's Polka.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Tempers flared in the Oval Office yesterday between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Here's CBS's Major Garrett.
The emotional energy rising, even President Trump touching Vladimir Zelensky, pushing him on the shoulder, like sit down or back off.
Vatican sources say the Pope had a restful night after a sudden bronchial spasm yesterday caused him to inhale acidic stomach fluid. CBS's Seth Doan in Rome.
Through all of this, Francis was said to be, quote, oriented and vigilant.
Santa Fe County officials provided an update on the investigation into actor Gene Hackman and his wife's deaths. They were found dead in their home along with one of their dogs.
Initial findings noted no external trauma to either individual. The manner and cause of death has not been determined.
Carbon monoxide test came back negative, and according to a reading of Hackman's pacemaker, authorities say he may have been dead for 10 days. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Conexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low 20s. A breezy northwest wind. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 5. Sunshine and 35 for Sunday. Monday, partly sunny, 44. Chance of rain Tuesday, 46. Rain and snow Wednesday.
Right now, 12 degrees.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You want to shout out loud to everyone and let the people know. It's polka time,
polka time,
it's polka time,
polka time.
Happy polka melodies that everybody knows. It's polka time,
polka time,
it's polka time,
polka time.
Listen to the snappy beat of and when those chores are done and all your work is through, that's when you finally have a chance to join your friends for a happy gathering at your favorite polka dance. Tune in your favorite polka show. You want to shout out loud to everyone and let the people know. It's polka time,
polka time,
it's polka time,
polka time.
Happy polka melodies that everybody knows. It's polka time,
polka time,
it's polka time,
polka time.
Listen to the snappy beat of those chores are done and all your work is through. That's when you finally have a chance to join your friends for a happy gathering at your favorite polka dance.
came over, she gave him such a fright. He said, we got grande for young and rice and rolls are free. She said, I saw, but don't you know, there's just one thing for me.
She don't want no negro, she wants a compase. She don't want no negro, she wants a compase. She don't want no negro, she wants a compase. She don't want no negro, she wants a compase.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, our time has gone by so quickly. got about 3 minutes left in our program, enough to get Cousin Fuzzy on here with thanks for a wonderful evening. So from all of us here at the station, myself included, Tim the Polka Guy, have yourself a great weekend and a great week. We'll catch you next time right here on AM 1320, FM 97.5, WFHR.
Always will be
Todd Albaugh Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Badger basketball game over the weekend and also find out whether we still have a country. If we do, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Stacey Lynn. A fiery meeting in the Oval Office yesterday. President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky got into it over Russia's war.
During the war, everybody has problems, even you. But you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future. God bless.
You don't know that.
God bless. God bless. That. You will not have war.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us tempers flared.
It was building over the course of the 45 minutes that Zelensky was sitting there in the Oval Office with the president, with the vice president, with the secretary of state and Ukrainian officials. President Trump seemed to mostly want to focus on this minerals deal that he was arguing was going to be great for Ukraine and great for the United States.
The meeting ended abruptly. That minerals deal was never signed. UN Secretary General and